All right, welcome back to another episode of the Black Bullion Show. We could have $40 silver by the end of the year. Now, there's a lot going for the white metal that has yet to take hold. This is according to E.B. Tucker, director of Metalla Royalty. Now, several months ago, E.B. Tucker was one of the few to call $1,900 gold by September. Many others were giving much more modest calls for the end of the year, let alone September. And I was one of them. I was pretty modest in my calls. So when EB talks, I listen. So $40 silver is pretty much what's on the docket. But before we get into all of that, if you're new to this channel, please hit that big red subscribe button right down below. Also, please hit the like button. Helps to get this economic evangelism right on out there to the masses to bring more people into precious metals. Okay, so if you haven't seen the interview yet, I encourage you to do so. I'll link this interview in the description below. But here's a quick takeaway from EB. There's a quote left here by Kitco, and I'll just read this quick quote. Silver's got some catching up to do. One of the things about silver that people need to understand is that the supply of silver is not elastic. And what that means is if the price goes higher, the mines can't just turn it on. Only about a quarter of the supply comes from actual direct silver mining. The rest of it comes from byproducts and recycling, Tucker said. Now, this is an important point to take note of here. The future is pointing to more raw material commodity demand. And more on that shortly, guys. Now, because of this demand, supply needs to find a way to match this or suffer the consequences of rising prices. Now, this may be an additional boon for silver. So, going back to rising commodity demand, how do we know that it's coming? Well, it's because of this. Let me get this out of here. The United States manufacturing PMI. Now, we've been seeing nothing but an increase in manufacturing PMI, as you can see here, since it bottomed in April. And we had, the sharpest rise between May to June. Pretty much the reading signifies the highest number since January 2019, in August of this year. So to add to this point, let's get some additional information from Frank Holmes about this connection between commodities and the PMI. Purchasing Managers Index provides strong clues for commodities markets. So let's get into it. If you want to know about the past, a good place to start is by looking at gross domestic product. It tells you the dollar value of a country or region's goods and services over a specific time period. But GDP is like looking in the rearview mirror, in that it shows you where you've been and a little more. And a little more. It's blind to what's ahead of you. For that, you need another indicator, the Purchasing Managers Index, PMI. Unlike GDP, the PMI forecasts future manufacturing conditions and activity by assessing forward-looking factors such as production levels, new orders, and supplier deliveries. PMI then is like the high beams that help guide you at night through the twists and turns of a mountain road. GDP and PMI. Several times in the past, we've shown that there's a high correlation between the global PMI reading and the performance of commodities and energy 3 months later. When a PMI cross above occurs, that is, when the monthly reading crosses above the 3 month moving average, it has historically signaled a possible uptrend in crude oil, copper, and other commodities. Our research shows that between January 1998 and June 2015, copper had an 81% probability of rising 7%, while crude jumped the same amount three quarters of the time. The reverse is also true. When the monthly reading crosses below the 3 month moving average, the same commodities and materials have in the past retreated 3 months later. So now we were looking at the United States manufacturing PMI. We weren't looking at global PMI. So that's one thing to take note of. But if we were to just eyeball the United States one, just taking a look here, we've been having a huge rise. So on my end, I would expect to see a huge rise in, as far as commodities are concerned, prices. Now, again, will that impact silver? So there are a lot of question marks here because a lot of silver's, recent rise has been due to a lot of its monetary value following gold. A lot of silver and gold has been in pretty much movements have been in lockstep with one another. Some other things to take in consideration. This is a very different year than in years past. So we might have some different behavior as far as global PMI and also rising commodities prices. But one of the things, one of the reasons why I did want to bring this up is that it is a possible metric for us to take a look at as far as how silver could react. And it could be one of the potential metrics that would give rise to a potential silver being $40 forecast by the end of the year. But guys, let me know what you think in the comment section below. Do you think that rising PMI, and this is just from the US, will give us a higher silver price by the end of the year? Or is it more tied to its monetary properties? All right, guys, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button. It's Black Bullion.